The High Side, written by J. Davy Crockett III, read by Chris Leonard. Have you noticed that folks love to collect stuff? In some parts of the country, searching for arrowheads, spear points, and stone or bone tools left by American Indians, Native Americans if you prefer, is a popular pastime. It is amazing that after so many years that many specimens are still being found. Something very interesting was related to me by an avid and successful collector of these relics. He pointed out that, when on the hunt, he often looks along the banks of creeks and streams, since campsites were often located near the source of water. He once told me, quote, "Always look for arrowheads on the high side of the creek," end quote. He explained, quote, "These savvy hunters had learned by experience to pick a spot for their camp site that was not likely to be affected by flash flood or suddenly rising waters," end quote. Basic stuff, you might say. But how often do we, as human beings, suffer loss, damage, or injury because we fail to consider the basics and don't plan for contingencies? Whether it is to prepare for potential natural disasters like storms, floods, earthquakes, or other disruptions, wisdom dictates that we should not be caught unprepared. Long ago, Solomon, as well as other wise men in ancient Israel, gave sound advice on this important but often overlooked subject. For example, in Proverbs 22 verse 3, we find, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." Whether one's lack of preparation is from laziness, sloth, or just procrastination, the results are the same. Disaster. It is interesting that the writer of these wise sayings refers us to an insect to learn a vital lesson. You find this fascinating analogy in Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11. "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man." The passage goes on with other details and concludes, "Therefore his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy," in verse 15. What is the lesson? What are we to take from this? If you are industrious like the lowly ant, you will be prepared for what comes. Whether it is the changing of the seasons, or some unexpected disruption in your circumstances. When ancient Egypt was facing 7 years of severe famine in the time of Joseph, son of Jacob, God used Joseph to put together an ambitious plan to store grain for the hard times to come. When the catastrophic famine did come upon the land, Joseph put his inspired plan into action, and the people were sustained for 7 years. The preparation wasn't easy, and I'm certain it wasn't popular, as the farmers and workers strained under the load of growing and storing the grain under Joseph's watchful eyes for 7 years. But what a payoff! Disaster was averted, and the people were saved. You can read this account in Genesis 41 through 47. Preparation is a godly principle that is emphasized in many of the Proverbs and in other scriptures as well. While preparation for physical challenges is very important, spiritual preparation is also of utmost importance. To lose everything physically would be a tragic circumstance, but to lose out on the tremendous opportunity to be part of God's family for eternity, in His kingdom on this earth, would be a much greater, more profound loss. Learn from the Native Americans, who wisely knew where to pitch their tents to avoid danger and loss. Be savvy and wise in physical matters to protect yourself and your loved ones. But don't neglect spiritual preparation for the kingdom of God, which is even more important. Stay on the high side. We at Tomorrow's World can help. Search our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org, and you will find information designed to help you in spiritual preparation.